न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु। श्री विष्णु पद्या मनुजस्तु लस्याः स्वशंसवो यस्तु न वेद गंधम। जीवं शवो भागवतांग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मर्त्यो अभिलभेत यस्तु। श्री विष्णु पद्या मनुजस्तु लस्याः स्वशंसवो यस्तु न वेद गंधम्। जीवं शवो भागवतांग्रिरेणुम् न जातु मर्त्योभिलभेत यस्तु। श्री विष्णु पद्या मनुजस्तु लस्याः स्वशंसवो यस्तु न वेद गंधम्। Matajis. Jeevan, while living. Shavaha, a dead body. Bhagavat Angri Renum, the dust of a feet of a pure devotee. Na, never. Jatu, at any time. Martyaha, mortal. Abhilabheta, particularly received. Yaha, a person. Tu, but. Shri, with opulence. Vishnupadyah, of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Manujaha, a descendant of Manu. Tulasyah, leaves of the tulsi tree. Shrasan, while breathing. Shavaha, still a dead body. Yaha, who. Tu, but. Naveda, never experienced. Gandham, the aroma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The person who has not in any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the breathing dead body is a ghost. When a man dies, he is called dead. But when he again appears in subtle form, not visible to our present vision, and yet acts, Such a dead body is called a ghost. Ghosts are always very bad elements, always creating a fearful situation for others. Similarly, ghost-like non-devotees who have no respect for the pure devotees nor for the Vishnu deity in the temples create a fearful situation for the devotees all the times. The Lord never accepts any offering by such impure ghosts. There is a common saying that one should first love the dog of the beloved before one shows any loving sentiments for the beloved. The stage of pure devotion is attained by sincerely serving a pure devotee of the Lord. The first condition of devotional service to the Lord is, therefore, to be a servant of a pure devotee. This condition is fulfilled by the statement, reception of the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who has also served another devotee. That is the way of pure disciplic succession or devotional parampara. Maharaj Rahuvan inquired from the great saint Jad Bharat as to how he had attained such a liberated stage of a paramhamsa. And in answer, the great saint replied as follows. Rahuganaitat tapasanayati nache jaya nirvapana trihadva na chandasanaiva jalagni suryai vinamahatpada rajobhishekam. O King Rahugan, the perfectional stage of devotional service or the paramham stage of life cannot be attained unless one is blessed by the dust of the feet of great devotees. It is never attained by tapasya, the Vedic worshipping process, acceptance of renounced order of life, the discharge of duties of household life, the chanting of the Vedic hymns, or performance of penances in hot sun, within cold water, or before the blazing fire. In other words, Lord Shri Krishna is a property of his pure, unconditional devotees. And as such, only the devotees can deliver Krishna to another devotee. Krishna is never obtainable directly. Lord Chaitanya therefore designated himself as Gopi Bhartuhu Padakamalayor Das Dasanudasaha, or the most obedient servant of the Lord, who maintains the Gopi damsels of Vrindavan. A pure devotee therefore never approaches the Lord directly, but tries to please the servant of Lord's servants, and thus the Lord becomes pleased. And only then can the devotee relish the taste of the tulasi leaves stuck to his lotus feet. In Brahma Samhita it is said that the Lord is never to be found by becoming a scholar of Vedic literatures, but he is very easily approachable through his pure devotee. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. And once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. The conclusion is that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than that of the Lord directly. And by doing so, by the goodwill of the devotee, the natural attraction for the service of the Lord will be revived. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that we can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very interesting section going on in Srimad Bhagavatam, very wonderful instruction Shaunak Rishi is giving. He is actually inspiring Suta Goswami to speak more. And Shukdeva Goswami, so far he established the superiority of Bhakti Yoga over Ashtanga Yoga and all the Devata worship in previous chapters, in 2.5 chapters. And then Shaunak Rishi, he is thinking that, oh, maybe Shukdeva Goswami is now ending the conversation. So, Suta Goswami is now ending. So, Shaunakadi Rishi is inspiring. They are inspiring Suta Goswami to speak more. They say that, you are an expert and we are eager to hear. That is a very wonderful combination. A person, a speaker who is expert in speaking Bhagavatam, presenting Bhagavatam according to his realizations or her realizations, and the audience are very eager to hear. Tanno bhavanvai bhagavat pradhano mahattamaikanta parayanasya hare rudaram charitam vishuddham shushru shatamno vitanotu vidvan. In first canto, 18th chapter also, Shaunakadi Rishi says that you are great devotee of the Lord, Bhagavat Pradhan, and we are Shushrushatam, we are eager to hear, and we are discussing Krishna Katha. So that is the best combination. So again here they are inspiring, Shaunakadi Rishis, they are inspiring Suta Goswami that please speak more. Parikshit was a great devotee from childhood, and Shukdev Goswami was a realized sage, he was Vasudev Parayan. So therefore, there must be some Krishna Katha. Because when two businessmen meet, they cannot stop but discussing about business. When two drunkards meet, they cannot stop but discussing about all the topics related to drinking and all the materialistic things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he tells to Ramanandra, Ami ek batul, tumi dutiya batul, ate ev amay tomay hoy samatul. I am one madman, you are another. That's why our frequency is matching. So please speak more. So that's how here Shukdev Goswami, Suta Goswami is being inspired. Shaunakadi Rishi is inspiring. Chakravarti Thakur says that after criticizing all the various body parts, you know, in previous verses, now in this verse, he is criticizing all of them together. A body is called as dead body if it is not used in glorification of the Lord, taking dust off the feet of the Lord, Lord's devotees. So Chakravarti Thakur also writes, the person who does not touch the dust of devotees' feet, he is like a living corpse. And the person who is not eager to smell the fragrance of Tulasi attached to Lord's feet is also a breathing corpse. So first thing we can relate to, we can understand, okay, we have to take dust off the devotees' feet. That means we have to associate with devotees, we have to serve devotees. So what does it mean to smell the fragrance of the Tulasi which is offered to the lotus feet of the Lord? So we'll discuss that also. So this verse basically very strongly recommending association of person Bhagavat and book Bhagavat. Both are glorified here. We have to take association of both of them. चैतन्य रहित देह शुष्क काष्ठ सम जीविते मृतसे दंडे तारयम. इफ यू आर नॉट कॉन्शियस ऑफ कृष्णा, इफ यू आर नॉट कॉन्शियस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभुज पास टाइम्स, चैतन्य रहित देह इट इज लाइक अ डेड वुड. जीविते मृतसे, ऑल्दो इट इज लिविंग, अ पर्सन इज लिविंग बट ही इज नॉट हियरिंग द पास टाइम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड, इट इज लाइक अ डेड बॉडी. जीविते मृतसे एंड दंडे तारयम, after death he'll be punished by Yamraj. So Kaviraj Goswami describes in detail about this, and Bhagavatam also describes, Prabhupada is describing how one should take the dust of the feet of the devotees, and he quotes this verse from fifth canto where Rahugan, when he asked Jad Bharat, he is saying that only by taking dust of the devotees of the Lord there is some hope. One cannot attain the Lord without bhakti, which is attained by mercy of devotees. One cannot say that I can practice Krishna consciousness alone. If he is saying, then that person is in illusion. Nobody can practice Krishna consciousness or devotional service alone, thinking that I don't need anyone. I am sufficiently self-inspired. This is a very common word in the outside world, self-inspired. But in devotional circle, we have to depend on devotees. Jnanavalambaka kechit kechit karmavalambaka vayam tu haridasanam padatranavalambaka. Some people, they take shelter of jnana. Some people, they take shelter of karma. They depend on their own power, their own strength, capacity, capabilities. Some people depend on their own intelligence. But as far as devotees, we are concerned, vayam tu haridasanam padatrana. Padatrana means the slippers. We take shelter of the slippers of the devotees of the Lord. That is how dasa, dasa, anudasa. So if we are not taking shelter of devotees of the Lord, it is like jivite mritasei. It is like, although it is living, it is dead. One time, Trinakarta Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he was there in morning work with Prabhupada, and they were in New York Central Park, and as they were walking by, a big branch fell from a tree right there in front of them. And Prabhupada, when he saw, he could relate everything to some spiritual, some Krishna conscious topic. And he said, this is our modern society, dead. And why are they dead? Because they are disconnected from Krishna. So, till the time we are connected to Krishna, we are connected to devotees of the Lord, we are living. Otherwise, we'll become dead in Krishna consciousness. Because devotees, they give life to our devotion. That is the only thing which attracts us to Krishna. When we stay with devotees, seeing their attraction for Krishna, their enthusiasm, their attachment, we also get a drop of it. And that is applicable to every devotee, not just advanced devotees, senior devotees. Even a person who has just started coming to Krishna consciousness and started practicing Krishna consciousness with a sincere heart, we should be eager to take association as per the level. Chota bada bhaktagan bandho sabha sri charan sabhe mora karah santosh shri rupa gosaiyata rupa raghunath janiyata tai likhi nahi mora dosh. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I seek blessings of each and every devotee. Chota bhaktagan bada bhaktagan bandho sabha sri charan, I offer my obeisances to each and everyone. Please be satisfied with me. Because only if you show mercy, then only I'll be able to write this literature. So that is the only thing which can drive us in Krishna consciousness. Only by the mercy of the devotees one can get Krishna. Bhaktirith Maharaj, he writes a commentary on Madhurya Kadambini, and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also describes that. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he describes that, what is the cause of bhakti? He quotes a verse from श्रीमद् भागवतम यदृच्छया मत कथादो जात श्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विन्नो नातिसक्तो भक्ति योगस्य सिद्धिदा यदृच्छया. सो इट सेज भक्ति इज डिस्क्राइब बाय द वर्ड यदृच्छया, दैट मीन्स बाय वन्स ओन वॉल्यूशन ऑन इट्स ओन भक्ति मैनिफेस्ट्स. सो व्हाट इज द एक्चुअल कॉज ऑफ भक्ति? सो ही डज डिटेल्ड एनालिसिस. व्हाट इज द कॉज ऑफ भक्ति? Are pious activities cause of bhakti? So he says if pious activities are cause of bhakti, then bhakti becomes dependent on the good activities, pious activities. But it is not the case. Bhakti is independent. So lack of good fortune is the cause of bhakti? No, that cannot be the case, because how can an imperfect thing produce something perfect? How can bad things give rise to bhakti? That is also not possible. So then if somebody says, oh, Supreme Lord's mercy is the cause of bhakti, then the question may come, why Lord is not giving mercy to everyone? Why he is partial? And we know he is impartial. He is samoham sarva bhuteshu. So that cannot be the cause of bhakti. So then he comes to the conclusion, the bhakti impregnates the devotee's heart as a result of the causeless mercy of the devotee. So Krishna has given his whole and soul rights to distribute the devotion to his devotees, especially to a Madhyam Adhikari. So he says, Madhyam Adhikari, he deals with different people differently. Ishware tad adhineshu, balisheshu, dushatsucha, prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha, yah karoti samadhyama. So if Madhyam Adhikari, he becomes merciful to someone, then Lord automatically showers his mercy on that person. So that's how we become dependent on devotees to get devotion. Bhaktya sanjayate bhakti. Yah kenapi ati bhagyena jat shraddho asya sevane. Somehow by some great fortune one gets devotion. And that devotion, that fortune comes only in association of devotees. In the case of Narad Muni, we have heard, we have seen how he got a pure devotional service just by association of these Bhaktivedantis. Te maya peta kilacha pale arbhake dante dhritakri ranake anuvartini chakru kripam yadyapitulya darshana shushru shamane munayalpa bhashini. So he says, te maya peta kil, although I was a child, but I was sense controlled. I was not attached to sporting, all those frivolous activities of children. But the first thing which happened was Chakru Kripa. So the Bhaktivedantis didn't show mercy to this child seeing his qualities. The qualities manifested later. Chakru Kripa, because they were Tulya Darshina, they were distributing mercy equally to everyone. So they gave mercy to this small boy Narada also. And then getting their mercy, he started serving them. He started serving them in a humble, menial way. And based on his service, they gave more mercy. And that's how his devotion flourished all the more. Uchishta lepan anumodito dvijayi sakritsma bhunjayi. Immediately, only once he took the remnants, tadapasta kilbishai, he became free from all the sinful reactions. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas taddharma evatma ruchi prajayate. And the very nature of devotional service became attractive to him. So that's how it is This is a common theme and this is a consistent theme throughout the Bhagavatam, that only by devotees' association one can get devotion. So we understand the importance of something when we see who is asking and in what situation he is asking. So in Bhagavatam, we see throughout Bhagavatam so many great devotees they are asking, even if the Lord is present in front of them. And Lord is saying, please ask for benedictions, vardan mango, you know. And if a materialistic person, he gets this blank check, vardan mango, you know. He will have all his list ready. But what are these great devotees asking? Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, at the time of death, what is he asking? Please give me Vaishnav Seva, please give me Namaruchi, and please give me Jivadaya. Punasya Bhuyad Bhagavati Anante Rati Prasanga Chatadashrayeshu. Mahatsuyamya Mupayami Shristim Maitrestu Sarvatra Namodvijebhyaha. So this is the consistent prayer of all the devotees to the Lord. And we may be getting association of devotees in abundance, and we may be thinking, what is so great in it? Because we have not understood and realized what these great devotees have realized. Or we may have realized, but not to that extent. That when Lord is appearing, I'll ask for association. I'll ask, please take me back to spiritual world. Why I'll ask for association? Okay, association is good, but a person who is, just started coming, he'll think the goal is going back to the spiritual world, not the association of devotees. So Dhruv Maharaj, when he is standing in front of the Lord, all his senses are enlivened by the touch of the conchal of the Lord. He is offering beautiful prayers. One of the prayers which he makes, we'll be speaking more on that. That describes the power and importance of association of devotees. Bhaktim moho pravahatam toime prasango bhuyadananta mahatam amalashayanam yenanjasolbanamuru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshye bhavad gunakatham ritapanamattaha. So he's asking, oh my Lord, bhakti moho pravahatam, I want to engage in your devotional service constantly. Bhakti muhu. Muhu means again and again. But not alone. Toime prasango. I want to render devotional service in association of your devotees. Bhuyad anantamahatam amalashayanam. Because what is so special about these devotees? They are transcendental. And they are completely situated in unalloyed condition, uncontaminated state of life. So the Lord, hearing this, he may say, well, okay, I can understand you are appreciating, glorifying devotees, but you will have still fear of the ocean of suffering caused by this samsara. You are not asking for liberation. Have you made any plan to cross this ocean of material world also? Or you will be just happy in association of devotees? So, hearing this, Dhruv Maharaj, raising his hands in pride, he speaks, Yenanja solba namuru vyasanam bhavabdhim. He gives four adjectives to this material world. He says, this material world is ulbanam. Ulbanam means it is really terrible. Yena anjasa ulbanam uru, very great. Vyasanam, full of dangers. And bhavabdhim, it is ocean. So he says, this is how the material world is. But anjasa, yena anjasa, I will very easily cross this ocean of material existence. Neshye bhavadguna katham ritapan mattaha. It will be very easy for me. It will not be a difficult thing for me to cross this ocean of material existence. Because I'll be absorbed. Neshe bhavadguna katha amrit pan mattaha. So he's saying, I'm sure that I'll not even perceive the problems of material world. That is how he is giving importance to association of devotees. Because I'll be intoxicated. I'll be intoxicated in hearing the glories of you, O my Lord, in association of your devotees. Chakravarti Thakur writes, I will be drunk with tasting the nectar of your qualities and pastimes. So therefore, the qualities of material life, like rivalry, ignorance and hatred, cannot make this drunkard suffer. A drunkard doesn't realize, even if he is given some bad words, even if he is beaten sometimes, he doesn't even realize it. Even if he falls down, he has some, he hurts himself, still He is oblivious of all that. So therefore he is saying, I'll be drunk with nectar of your Harikatha. All these material miseries will not even bother me. And by bhakti, produced from association of devotees, one directly meets the Lord. So he says, oh my Lord, earlier I prayed that you can give liberation. Ye tvam bhava apyaya vimokshanam anya heto. You can give liberation. I don't want liberation. I don't want liberation from birth and death. I am interested in not in that quality. I want your association. I want association of your devotees. Parasparanu kathanam pavaram bhagavatyasha mitha rati mitha tushti nivritti mitha atmanaha. So when we discuss Krishna Katha, then we develop attraction for Krishna. And that happens only when we discuss with devotees. With non-devotees, how can we develop, how can we discuss Krishna Katha? As it is described, Shunyayate Mahagoshtam Girindro Ajgarayate Vyagratundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. So Jiva Goswami is writing this. Now that I no longer have the sustainer of my life, Sri Rupa. Shunyayate Mahagoshtam. All this Govardhan Hill, it is like a big python. It has become dairy void. And Radha Kund has become the gaping mouth of ferocious tiger. So the highest of the abode, he is saying that if devotee is not there, it is fearful to me. So that is how all the devotees throughout Bhagavatam, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita and our Gaudiya Parampara, they have declared how the association of devotee is so very important. And it is not an option, it is compulsory. So we have to understand, when all these great devotees, they are asking, when you go to a billionaire, you don't ask 5 rupees in charity, right? You'll ask for the best thing you can get from them. So if the Lord is standing in front, he is like the biggest of the, he is Akhil Koti Brahmandanayak, he will not ask for anything less than the best. So the devotees, they are asking for the best thing, and that is what is the association of devotees. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit are doing. They are hearing about devotee katha, Vaishnava katha and devotee katha and Krishna katha. They both are equally powerful. Shrutasya pumsam suchira shramasya nanvanjasa suribhiridito arthaha tat tad gunanu shravanam mukunda padarvindam hridayeshu yesham. So Vidurji is saying, Shrutasya pumsam suchira shramasya. Please speak about the wonderful pastimes of the devotees of the Lord. Because a person who with great endeavor hears from the spiritual master, what one should hear? Tattad gunanu shravanam. He should hear the glories of the devotees of the Lord. What is so special about them? Padarvindam hridayeshu yesham. They have lotus feet of the Lord in their heart. So that's how Mahaprabhu is hearing 100 times Dhruv Katha, Prahlad Katha, and Ramanand Rai, when he meets with him, he says, please speak more. Prabhu kahe aage kaha shunite paaye shukhe apurvamrit nadi bahe tumar mukhe. Please keep on speaking, I am not satiated. So that's how he is saying, Neshye bhavadguna katha amrit. I will very easily cross this ocean of material existence, it will not even trouble me. In this first canto, first chapter, third verse, Nigama Kalp Taro Galitam Phalam, the word comes, Muhu Raho Rasika, Muhu. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, Muhu means again and again. You drink this nectar of Harikatha, just like when drunkards, what is their ecstasy? They drink, they faint, they get up, again drink, again faint, that is their ecstasy. Drinking more and more and more. So that's what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is saying. You drink this nectar, muhu raho rasika. You know the taste of it. Drink, faint, get up, again drink, again faint. So that is how a devotee should be intoxicated. So therefore he is saying, I will not even consider, it will not even register that problems of the world, they will not even register. So that's how when the drunkards, they come together and drink, two things increase in association. It is commonly advertised, you know, when drunkards, they come and sit together and drink. So what is so special? Two things increase. The quantity increase and the quality increases. You know, the person who can drink only one pack, he can drink two, three, four, you know. And when they discuss more about the quality, oh, that brand is better and this is good, and they discuss about all the other things, the relish increases, the rasa increases. So similarly, when devotees, just like Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he writes in his Journey Home book about his, you know, experience in Afghan, how these drug addicts, they were, you know, just drinking, smoking all this, you know, drugs, and they were fainting and coughing, again getting up, again smoking. So that is the relish which they have. So Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they also say same thing. Naivo dvije paraduratyaya vaitaranya tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna triptaha shocheta to vimukhacheta sa indriyartha maya sukhaya paramudvahato vimudhan. He is also saying the same thing. Naivo dvije, I am not disturbed about this material world. Bhavat vaitaranya tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna. He is also saying, I am absorbed in hearing your pastimes. From here he will hear. Where he will hear? From association of devotees. So that's how when we stay in association, one can get, we can go high, stay high forever, as Prabhupada would say. When we stay in association of devotees, we can always be at the highest level of consciousness. Alone, it is natural to go down, because that's the nature of our mind, that's the nature of the world around us. So it will drag us to the lowest of the things. But when we are in association of devotees, naturally we will rise above in our Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes in that purport, transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna consciousness society and yet engage in Krishna consciousness is living in great hallucination. This is not possible. So that's what Dhruva Maharaj says. What will happen in association of devotees? Why are you asking for association? What is the result? Dhruva Maharaj continues. He says, in association I'll get detachment. I'll be detached from the material world and I'll be attached to Krishna. Tena smarantyatitaram priyamisha martyam ye chanvada sutasurita grihavitta darah ye tu abjana bhavadiya padaravinda sauganda lubdaridaye shukrita prasangah. He says, oh my Lord, indeed, he never remembers that which is highly dear to materialistic people. A devotee will never remember all these materialistic things. What are attractive to materialistic things? Griha, vitta, daraha. All the attachments, things of the world, wife, husband, children, house, property, relatives, bank balance, property. They will not be attractive to a devotee when I am in association of devotees. That will happen automatically. So that's how he is glorifying association. And then in association of devotees, Krishna Katha happens. And that is what is described in the last two lines. Sri Vishnu Padya Manujastu Lasya Shvashan Shavoyastu Naveda Gandham. The person who has never experienced the aroma of the Tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body. So how to experience the aroma of the Tulasi, which is offered at the feet of the Lord? So one way is the smelling of the Tulasi, which is offered at the feet of the deities. That is there, of course. However, it has a deeper meaning also. We can experience the aroma of the Tulasi, which is offered at the lotus feet of the Lord, in a very special way. Bhagavatam describes, ye tu tvadiya charanam bujakosha gandham jighranti karna vivare shruti vatanitam भक्त्या गृहीत चरणा परया च तेषां नापैषि नाथ हृदयां बुरुहात् स्वपुंसाम्. Very special verse in which there is a very special function of the ear which is described. So generally ear is used to hear, but in spiritual sense ear is a very special sense organ. It can perform the function of many other senses. We'll see. And in this verse it is said, O my Lord, yetu twadiya charan ambuja kosha gandham, one who can smell the fragrance of the tulsi which is offered at your lotus feet. How? Jigranti, he can smell. How? Karna vivare, smell through the ears. This is interesting. How we can smell through the ears? Yes. The smell is carried by the air. So what is the air which carries the smell of the lotus feet of the Lord? Shruti vata nitam. The scriptures, they carry the smell of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's what we have to train ourselves in. To smell the aroma of the lotus feet through the scriptures. That is the air. Shruti vata nitam. Prabhupada writes, Shruti vata nita means the relationship of the pure devotee with the Lord develops because of the devotional service to the Lord on the authentic basis of Vedic authority. So the more we absorb in studying scriptures, smelling the aroma of Tulasi through the scriptures, the more we will be purified and enlivened. Yehi lila amrit bine khaye adi anna pane, tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. Yara eka bindu pane utfullita tanu mane hase gaye karoye nartane. Kaviraj Goswami says, if you are eating prasad every day, very nice. But if you are not tasting this lila amrit, you will become weak. Yehi lila amrit bine khaye adi anna pane. Prasad you are taking every day 3 times. Tabe bhaktera durbala jivan, you will become weak spiritually. Bodily you may become very strong, and of course it may nourish some spiritual sentiments. But if you are not hearing this, tasting this Hari Katha, tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. So you have to study a lot. Yare ka bindu pane, try to start little bit wherever you can start. Yare ek bindupane utfullita tanu mane, you will be enlivened. And then you will be hase gaye koroye nartane, you will be ecstatic, joyful and dancing in ecstasy. In due course of time it will happen. So that's what we have to understand. If you are not hearing, if you are not smelling this aroma, then hase gaye koroye nartane will not happen. We may dance, but the feelings will not come. At present, we may dance in Guru Puja and all the kirtans as a regulation. Because we have heard, because Rupa Goswami has given 64 limbs, one of them is Agre Tandavam, we should dance in front of the Lord, we are dancing. And we feel joy also. But when we relish these scriptures, when we chant attentively, then we can chant and dance with feelings also, devotion also. Yasya khilami vahabi sumangalai vacho vimishra gunakarma janmabhi prananti shumbhanti punanti vaijagat yastad virakta shavashobhanamati. This verse also says shavashobhana. He says, yasya akhila amiva, all the sins, habi, can be destroyed. Sumangalai, auspiciousness can be created. How? Vacho vimishra. The words which are mixed with guna, karma and janma of the Lord. Vacho vimishra, guna, karma, janma bhi. These words, they give prana. They enliven. They animate. They purify. Prananti, shumbhanti, punanti. Otherwise, apart from this, everything else is shavashobhana. It is decorating a dead body. So that's how we have to try to smell this aroma also. And then as Ru Maharaj said in the first verse of his prayer, all my senses have become enlivened, O my Lord. So it all happens by hearing. So here, ears are very special, as I was speaking. So ears, we can see through the ears also. Shastra Chakshu, we say, we see through the scriptures. And then this verse, Jigranti, we can smell through the ears also. There is another verse in Bhagavatam which says, you can make the cups of your ears. Just like we use our hands to drink water, we have to make the ears as our hands and drink it. Yasmin satkarna piyushe yashastirtha vare sakrit shrot anjali upasprishya dhunute karmavasana. Make shrot anjali, make the anjali of your ears. And then of course we can drink also. Pibatta bhagavatam rasamalayam. There is another verse which says we can walk also through the ears. Pibantiye bhagavata atmana katham kathamritam shravana puteshu samritam punantite vishaye vidushitashayam vrajanti vrajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Through the ears we can walk to the spiritual world also. So that is how the ears are very special. So that's how this verse describes the glories of person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat. The more we absorb ourselves in serving these two personalities, the more we can relish the scriptures and the devotee and relish the mellows of Krishna more and more. Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
कुछ नहीं बोल रहा है, तो मैंने बोला।